The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
How to be a better ally to fat people.
Listen to a fat person for once in your life.
How dare you!
Been privileged.
I'm a fat
person. Oh. Fat oppression.
Come on.
Shaming fat people on a daily basis, threatening us with diabetes.
Pizza is a vegetable.
A lot of white allies and accomplices ask.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Thwol Normoth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone. Episode 28 Hundo of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Leavescast, and Slaycast in Zehrelm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, Bishas, Bushes, Bustas, Hustles, and Yahoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everson K2 flexing on all you be shit. How's the audio sound? I have a question. How's the audio sound? I think my headphones like literally just went out. I don't know why. It doesn't really sound much different when I have them in versus when I don't. I don't know why. I don't know if they shorted or something. That's why the intro screen was paused for a second. It looks like I'm getting microphone, but I can barely hear myself or anything in my own ears, which is kind of fine, It's just weird. It sounds like, it feels like I'm underwater. I can barely hear. So anyway, might be a little bit, I just want to make sure I'm not yelling into the microphone or anything like that. Okay, cool. All right, fam. We got a couple things to go over. We have an overtime segment, as a lot of you know, that will be going live at the end of today's episode. So we are going to get right into it. So we can go right into the overtime with the brand new Driving While Gaining. But even more important, I mean, and you might be thinking, what's more important than overtime? We have the release of P3S9. Can I get a fucking America, baby? Can I get America?
Boom shakalaka!
Boom shakalaka. P3S9 is now available. It's only available for a few more hours. We had a glitch yesterday, so it wasn't available right at midnight. So you actually have less time to purchase it, but You had 16 hours? It's enough time. All right. You know, we've been talking about it. You know, it's this day. You know, it's, you've been knowing that it's this day for 100 days. Actually, technically, if you did the math, you knew this like 2 years ago, but you knew it was coming. You knew it was this day. So you have until midnight. So that's like what, six more hours? SwoleNormousX.com/signature mystery design, certified swole card along with it. One print only, unique signature, never to be printed again. So you can go and get yours now and sign up for that. It's going to be awesome as always. Go and check it out. And of course, last night's roundtable is available in Swole TV. It was a great call last night from 6 to 8 p.m. That's why the episode was private. So if you're a member and you sign up, we got awesome specials. Link down below, SwoleNormousX.com. You can catch up on yesterday's roundtable, which was fire. And yeah, we have awesome membership specials over, also over there on the website. So if you're looking to join the Swole fam, get started with one of our programs, get into the yoga, join for all the private live streams like overtime, the accountability meetings, the roundtables, sign up, SwoleNormousX.com, and it's going to be epic. All right, let's get into today's episode. Drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? I'm looking forward to an amazing cast. And of course, overtime is going to be Liddy McTitterson. So let's jump right into it. Let's bust this nut open. I don't think we've ever done this card before. It's not a FEF card. today is Feff. It's Fuck 'em Friday, but we're doing a special card. So let's summon the Falcon and get it busted open. Gotcha, Falcon. Gotcha, baby. Mercies for the week. Mercies for the week. All right, fam. Hashtag no mercy. Hashtag no mercy for a chance to win today's swole card. I'm fucking around here with the audio. Still, it boosts all the other stuff. It doesn't boost my mic. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Maybe something went out. Electronic technical shit. It's all good as long as you guys can hear me. Okay, hash, it's bothering the fuck out of me though, but I'll get used to it. It's okay actually to close my ears. I don't have to hear myself as much. It's enough. 2,800 episodes of hearing myself talk. It's fine. It's fine. I can handle it. You guys have to handle it even more. You got to stretch those ear holes open because today is going to be a beast of a show. Hashtag no mercy for a chance to win today's swole card. Hashtag no mercy. Mercies for the week. Don't have mercy on yourself. Go all in. This is a new year. Now, of course, every day is a new year, and you know how we say fuck your resolutions. So, like, go after 2024, not because it's a new day on your iPhone or on your calendar, but because every day is the first day of the rest of your life. Every day is a new year. It's an arbitrary time. We can start a new year. We could have new year on July 7th. We could. July 7th to July 7th is the same amount of time, is it not? It's 365 and a quarter days and whatnot. So why don't we just start then? So it doesn't matter. Today, January 5th to January 5th is a year, is it not? So every day is your new year. We just celebrate and have fireworks and blah, blah, blah on January 1st. Okay, fine. But get after it. Show no mercy. Get it done. No excuses. Seven fucking pillars. Am I right or am I right? Am I right? All right, drop that in the chat. Hashtag no mercy, and let's get into that tip. Moisturize. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, so let's talk a little bit about, we did talk about P3S9. We did talk about it already. So SwoleNormousX.com/signature, and also some new merch releases. How many of you have checked out the brand new I Can Show You the Gym? That's a fire design. Again, it's up while it lasts. I do not know how long this design will be up there for. But jump on it now if you haven't picked it up yet. And of course, this Monday in our accountability meetings, we should have some other new designs. The ones I wanted for last Monday should be good to go. So I'm excited about that. All right. So check out that 20% off still over at it's set on the picture, 10% off, but you get 20% off. We're still doing big time New Year specials over at papasoya.com, 20% off everything, including the Swole Ad, and I Can Show You the Gym. I'm wearing that. I'm rocking the Gandalf You Shall Not Fast today. Of course, we have Buzz Swole Year, Swole Wars, Harry Squatter. We have Swoleopoly. We have the Muscle Alphabet. We have God Hates Trans Fats. We have all the epic designs. All right, let's get into the first Swole fan post. We got a great show.
What's in the box?
All right, first one's from David. And David says, I never post stuff like this, but I'm proud of my progress. And this is the one place where people are like-minded and supportive. I was leaning pretty hard into new dad life, and that was reflected in the dad bod. I was never morbidly obese, but I was over 200 pounds with far too much fat. I just didn't feel good overall. During COVID, I started getting into fitness with some home gym equipment, and I fell in love with the feeling of exercise and the dopamine rush that I got. My weight fluctuated as I leaned out, gained muscle, and then cut down again. I think I'm around 175 in the more recent pick. The journey is still just beginning, but I'm proud of the steps I've taken so far. And let me tell you, David, you're going to make the swole sluts drool in the chat. That's fucking badass.
You're not
good
making
for you.
This easy
good
on
for
me,
you.
Boy.
Good for you.
I give it a
looking good.
10. A 10. A fucking 10.
Look at those titties popping. Look at those abs. Look at the bicep veins. Looking fucking great, dude. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. All right, we got one from Leslie rocking some of the best merch in the realm. Of the best merch in the realm, Papa Swolio merch is the best merch in the realm, but she's rocking a part of our merch. So some of the best merch. She can't wear every shirt at once. But Leslie is flexing probably at 2 a.m. because she works out super fucking early. She's a monster. Starting the new year off at the gym, she says, legs swole, done. Sporting my new Grinch tank and my Vibram shoes that I received for Christmas. Whether it's a New Year's resolution or just another day, get out there and get fit. Hashtag go to the fucking gym. Early bird gets the gains all alone at 3 a.m. I told you. And hashtag leg day. 3 a.m. Jesus Christ. Sometimes I wake up to take a piss at 3 a.m. if I drink too much water. And usually if I sauna late at night. How many of you do the sauna? I love doing the sauna. I love the sauna. Sometimes it just doesn't, I don't get around to it until later at night. I'm like, okay, I want to do the sauna. The problem with doing the sauna late at night is because of all the water lost. So I need to keep on, I need to try doing it early in the day. I hate, and I will not do it before I train because that just exhausts me. I've tried the waking up in sauna first thing in the morning, I'm zonked out. I feel like I don't know. I just feel wiped out. If I go in the sauna and then cold plunge, I feel zonked first thing in the morning, but I need to do it. I took Tainty Man for a walk, but I need to do it a little bit earlier because then I have time to rehydrate. Because if I do sauna late at night, I'm trying to drink enough water to rehydrate, but not too much. So I'm up all night pissing and, you know, usually ends up me waking up and taking a pee. All right. All the information that you need right here on the Daily Swole. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button, fam. Hit the thumbs up button, subscribe, all that good shit. We are live every day on Rumble, aside from the private live stream episodes for members. So you could join over at swarmsx.com, but make sure you follow, subscribe, hit the thumbs up button. Everyone hit that thumbs up button. It tickles my taint for those that might be new. Obviously you might not know this if you're new, but I have a Bluetooth. I have did some custom coding. So it's wired to the Bluetooth and it sits right on my taint. That vibrator is right on my taint. And when you hit that thumbs up button, someone just did it. That's badass. Now you can't unlike and relike. It doesn't work. So the first time you hit that like button, oh, it just gets me going. Appreciate it. All right, Debbie. There we go. Debbie says, I'm proud to have lost some of the excess body fat that I have. I'm proud to have pushed our kids to work hard in school to the point my daughter has a good chance of being valedictorian. Nice. This is a swole text, so this is done on the phone. So sometimes there's some spelling errors or, you know, spell check, some kind of, you know, sometimes the phone will put the wrong word, whatever. She wants to become a mortician. Okay. She wants to become a mortician and embalm her enemies alive. Okay. Okay. Wednesday Adams over here. Is that for real? Your daughter wants to be a mortician? That's a very, very unique. I like embalm your enemies alive, so I'm thinking it's kind of a joke. But I don't know. That's pretty fringe. Sounds like a joke. You do have job security. Anyone who's ever been born will die. So yeah, there's job security there. I am focusing on getting rid of my extra belly fat in 2024 and supporting my husband in his hopes to get the second highest rank in our sheriff's department. We'll thank him for his service in protecting our communities. That's awesome. Badass. Good for you. Best wishes to your daughter to becoming valedictorian and embalming dead bodies. And it sounds like It sounds like you got both things going on. So your daughter's going to be embalming dead bodies. Your husband's working the sheriff's office. Sounds like they're going to team up on a lot of things. I mean, if there's a lot of murders in your, or things like that in your area. Okay. Yeah. All right. Whatever. Matthew's got all the dead person jokes. People are just dying to be a client. Okay. All right.
I'd be the luckiest guy alive if that did it for me.
All right. Okay. If you're not on the email list, you know what to do. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com and get my knowledge cock in your inbox. Again, go to makeemailswoleagain.com. If you're not on the email list, you are missing out because we're sending out tons of emails. We have one from Andrew replying to the Happy Swole Year email. And Andrew says, Happy Swole Year, fam. Year of the Gainzilla. Oh, I fucking like that, dude. I like that. The year of the Gainzilla. This year, I took the new self I started last year and tagged the wife along for the part, for the next part of the journey. With the help of a local fitness group, we have brought the new year in by bringing our healthier selves to the surface and to our children. May the swole be with you and the gains forever in your favor. Let's get a golf clap. Well done. Well done.
You switched the samples.
Andrew, I love it. Big fan of that. Big fan of picking up what you're putting down there. Love it. Love it. All right. Andrew, let's see what we got here. What else we got? Fam, we got some knowledge cock. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, knowledge cock time. If you got questions, drop in the chat. Hashtag ask Papa Swolio. Again, hashtag ask Papa Swolio. All right, let's get into it. We got some Instagram questions first to get us started. Yeah, I think we need a Gainzilla. I think we need a Gainzilla shirt. Yeah, we're going to do that. I think there's another, there's always a Godzilla movie coming out, but we have something else similar to that. We have a bunch of new designs. I'm really excited. Anyway, all right. Izzy Cloak on Instagram. Again, live questions, drop in the chat. Hashtag ask Papa Soy. We'll take whatever comes in. I'll try to prioritize the live questions. So drop in the chat. Papa Swolio, what are the best exercises to do in the gym when it comes to muscle damage to the lower back? It's really hard to say. I don't know what you mean by muscle damage. That's very, if you're saying what exercise to do that can strengthen the lower back, that's different, but I'm not going to say, hey, you have damage to your muscles. Do these things. So talk to your therapist, your doctor, whatever you're medically cleared to do. In terms of lower back health, I do Jefferson curls. I also make sure I take care of my hip flexors. I do knee lifts. I do tons of like things like Cossack squats, and yoga is fantastic. Reverse hyperextensions are great. If you have access to a reverse hyper machine, those are things that I do. Good mornings are great. Seated good mornings are excellent. So it's not just the lower back. It's also the muscles that cross the ankle, the knee, the hip, and so forth. So it's not just the lower back. A lot of times impairments elsewhere in the body can lead to issues with the lower back. So if you're medically cleared, start practicing all those things. Yoga is definitely a number one. Jefferson curls, like I said, reverse hyperextensions are unreal. Love it. Okay, here we go. The Sean Mallory, what's an impactful workout to work the lower pectoral muscle area? Do dips. You could do some decline pressing, but you really don't have to. You're really not going to target that area more than you would just than what you would get from just flat pressing, but you can do pullovers. Pullovers aren't going to actually, I mean, pullovers are more you, I mean, a pullover machine, you can definitely maybe get some different development. Like it'll definitely get that the beginning of a pullover, like from your, the first parts of the pull, decline. If you use cables, you can get a different angle on the sternal pecs. And also, like I said, chest dips. So that's good. Those are going to be your best bets. But a lot of times it's just training with progressive overload, lifting intensely, getting proper recovery, proper nutrition, doing that more over time, because you have the sternal head and the clavicular head. You just need to get bigger, bigger chesticles. But dips are great. A lot of people sleep on dips. They think it's for triceps, but you know, you lean forward a little bit, you get a lot of action on the chest. The crossovers are good, but it's all sternal head. So, but there are certain ways, like kneeling pullover, like straight arm pull down from certain angles, like from the side, that are really nasty for the chest. So you might just need to find a more stimulating movement that hits your pectorals. You might need to work on some compensations or some joint balance and some activation for your chest to make sure that you're getting the most out of what you're doing, and then just progressively overloading. So I don't really know what you're doing, so it's hard to say, hey, if you're doing this, do this instead. So I really would like to know. I'd prefer to answer this question better. I would like to know what you're currently doing so I could help you. Okay, you're doing this because maybe what you're doing is fine. You're just not doing it properly or training intensely enough or not recovering enough or not eating enough protein or all the above kind of thing. Make sense? Florian Kuten. Hello, Florian. What's your name? My name is Florian Kuten. Papasulia, what type of exercise is best suited for slow metabolism types?
Matt Damon.
Lifting heavy fucking weights, getting rid of inflammatory foods, eating plenty of nice juicy steak and animal proteins, getting sunlight, touching grass, lifting fucking heavy progressively over time. I mean, what does this even mean? You need to build muscle. Let's fucking go. Lift heavy weights, bruh. Come on. Florian, leave some heavy weights. All right, yippee cabez. Papa Sloy, do you ever go to the fucking mountains? Every fucking day, ever since K2 flexing on all you bitches.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Every fucking episode. Cabeca. Cabe caballero. Papa Suolio. How much time should I rest between each exercise or series? Each exercise or series. That's actually the same thing. You mean between each set or exercise? Because between each exercise, you do how many sets per exercise. Okay. So if you want to build muscle, you need more rest. Anyone that's doing like 30 second or 1 minute, you're doing cardio. You're not lifting intensely. You're just not. You might be pushing yourself to your limit, but you're compromising how much overload you can and how much mechanical tension you can provide in your muscles. Like, do you want to lift with 30 seconds rest and be lifting 20 pounds every set? Or do you want to rest 3 to 5 minutes and be lifting 40 pounds? You're going to get more stress on the muscle, you're going to create more overload, you're going to build more muscle. You need more rest. So I would recommend at least 2 to 3 minutes between sets. If your goal is to build muscle, rest longer. I've done lots of sessions. I've done lots of training supersets back and forth. I wish I didn't. Doesn't mean you can't build muscle, but you're just limiting your ability. You're creating more fatigue. You're not able to overload the muscles as much because you're fatigued. Just because you did a bicep curl and then you did a tricep extension, right? Let's say you did a chest exercise. I used to do chest and back all the time. You do a chest set, you go right to back. Oh, my back is fresh. It was resting when I was training my chest. Like, what are you talking about? It's the same fucking body. You're still exhausted. You objectively will not be able to go as heavy and train as intensely for that set of back if you do it immediately after an intense set for chest. You can do chest and back if you want and go back and forth if you want, but rest 3 minutes or 5 minutes before you do your back set. This is also, people think that exercise has to be you covered in sweat, just drenched. That really depends on the temperature outside, right? You know, if you're in an air-conditioned gym, you might not be dripping with sweat. If you're in an old-school garage gym, you're going to be sweating just standing there. So people have this notion that you have to be drenched in, you know, a sweat angel, the stupid shit. It's like, okay, you can sweat. You can be sweaty. There's nothing wrong with it. But that doesn't determine whether or not you're building muscle, right? It does not determine where you're built. Again, do you want to look sweaty and feel exhausted, or do you want to build muscle? And again, I'm not saying that you won't be sweaty. I'm not saying you won't be exhausted. But again, what is your goal? Are you trying to build muscle? If you want to build muscle, then do what will create, you know, the mechanical tension that will lead to that progressive overload that will lead to building muscle over time. And you don't have to do short rest. You don't have to be running around doing that. You could build muscle a lot of different ways. You could increase overload a lot of different ways, but you want to do it and decrease the amount of fatigue. You want to be able to recover for your next set and your next workout. And everyone's different with recovery and so on and so forth. So I don't train the same way I did when I was 20. I can't, and I wouldn't. Logically, I look back and I'm thinking, man, I could have made so much more progress if I trained the way I do now then. But hey, live and learn. Experience, right? And this is why when people get older, usually they actually build more muscle and they, you know, they create better habits, because I built a lot of muscle doing things that I wouldn't do now. And if I could go back in time, shocker, we all have things that we would do differently if we can go back and talk to our younger self. So I would train differently then. But the only reason that, oh man, I should have been doing it like that. Well, the only reason I'm doing this now, it's because I've done all those things before and I've discovered that. And I'm like, oh, all those things did blah, blah, blah. But now I'm doing this way. You know, all that knowledge and information and experience has led to what I know now. So I try to impart that to other people, but a lot of people don't want to hear that. They still want to do the stupid shit and all right, they'll find out for themselves. Right. T-Bone, we're the best exercise to do while intermittent fasting. All right, T-Bone. Okay.
Go fuck yourself.
Okie dokie. Space Shuttle Door Gunner, where do you buy your beef? A couple different places. U.S. Wellness Meats, Dutch Meadows, Miller's Biofarm. Those are great places. Some people use ButcherBox. Some people use Agridime. Some people use, I've never used either of those. What are some other ones? White Oak Pastures. There's Circle C Farms down here in Florida. And there's some, we have some places locally that actually do grass-fed and finished beef and pastured milk-fed pork and all that stuff. So sometimes when we go to like that farmer's market, we'll get a couple pieces and things that we don't normally get elsewhere. Mark, Papa Solio, who else do you think is on the Epstein list? I don't know. Do not know. Guess is as good as mine. But anyone that banged underage women and abused children, shit like that, should go to prison or get thrown off a cliff if it's proven true. So we'll see what happens. T-Bone, how much magnesium do you use before bed? I take at least 500 milligrams. I usually take a couple different types. I'll take some 3 and 8 and I'll take glycinate. I usually take 500 or 600 grams. Cause I have the powder, so I weigh it out. So it really depends. Sometimes a little bit more goes in. I'm like, ah, fuck it. So I'll take that. And then I'll take a, I'll take that. And then I'll also, what's it called? Magnesium 3 and 8, but 500 milligrams, depending on how much, if you're taking magnesium, you know, throughout other, times of the day too. Leslie, Papa Solo, yesterday I tweaked my lower back, specifically my iliosacral joint, doing deadlifts. Are there any specific stretches to help it feel better sooner? You know, not that I'm really aware of that I can give you specifically, aside from maybe cold plunging, maybe doing some kind of supportive yin with like a block, you know, on your sacrum. There's like with a butterfly pose, there's certain ways that maybe it can like help restore it or kind of realign it, so to speak. Maybe like a hip yin class might make you feel better. Because the thing is, when you tweak a muscle, especially the muscles on the ilium to the sacrum, you're talking about like that joint, it moves. And of course, when you're giving birth and stuff like that, you know, you have muscles and bones that like shift out of place. But these are stabilizer muscles. They're not. It's a joint, but it's not like they're moving and they're, you know, flexing and contracting. They're not, there's not a lot of movement going on there. So it's just very painful, but that's because it's a stabilizer and it's getting stressed when you're sitting, when you're standing, when you're doing all those things. So you really don't want to be stretching or doing too much, getting too much, you know, digging too much into a muscle that's inflamed or a joint like that that's inflamed. But maybe some sort of like restorative yin could relieve some pressure and kind of guide you back to it. Like pigeon pose. It might be too painful to get into some of these positions, but maybe like figure four stretches and things like that, you know, crossing one foot over one, you know, your shin over your other knee on your back, pulling your knee into your chest. So you might want to check out some of the hips and twists, yin classes. And see, as long as it's not like causing more aggravation. Taterbug crochets. Papa Swolio, I think this has been asked before. Most things have, but you're welcome to ask again. Hopefully a good one comes around. So sorry. It's okay. But saunas, steam versus infrared, which is better? I don't really know too much about infrared saunas. A lot of them give off a lot of EMFs. I'm sure there's better kinds, some better than others. I have a steam sauna, so I'm preferential to that. But, I mean, infrared, like, red light therapy is fantastic if you get quality red light therapy or red light bed or have access to that, but that's different than infrared sauna. So, you know, in terms of what's better, I don't know what like research technically is on infrared, but I do know there's fantastic research on steam saunas and stuff. So I prefer putting the water on the rocks and all that kind of shit. That's my preference. So in terms of which is better, I'm pretty sure infrared's generally less expensive as well. That's a good question. Matt says, in the Telegram chat, some of the new members might not know, but is it true that only the Tainty Man can? Obviously. Look at this guy. Aww. I mean, obviously only the Tainty Man can. And this is a prime example of such a situation. So only the Tainty Man can do this. No one lays like the Tainty Man. That's a solid looking puppers. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. And he's so like his skin, like his fur is so soft, but so snuggly and so chewable. Like you can just chew on any part of his body. Like it's so soft and you can really get into it. Like his jowl and right here. Like even like right around like his rib area, you can really just get a nice pull and just get into that. You get a little hair in your mouth, but it's worth it. And of course the church is on her perch. And Papa the goat, she's in the other room. She neglects the man cast now. She neglects the man cast. Okay. I don't chew his taint though. No, I don't do that. All right, fam, it's time to go balls deep because we have overtime. We have overtime coming up, so let's go BD.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's deep.
All right, live on the Room Blay. Live on the Room Blay, hit the thumbs up button, follow, and if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Helps tremendously. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
Shampoo my crotch.
You could do that, too. I need to because I trained before this, so... A little bit sweaty. I need to shampoo my crotch. All right, balls deep. Fam, pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3, and then we're going to go into overtime. So not a lot of balls deep because we got to go into OT. We got plenty to go over. We got a brand new drive mode gaining. So let's fucking go.
Hello, baby.
Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. Let's see. Taylor in the Telegram chat says, thanks, Papa. We got a steam one, and my husband wants infrared. I like our steam one, though. Nice. What kind did you get? I think the brand is Almost Heaven, I believe. I ordered from their site. I think Costco might have those there as well. They might have but they're good. You get different sizes and stuff like that. I'm pretty happy with what we got. I would have gotten a different kind of wood. I made a mistake and I meant to upgrade or get a different kind of wood, but it's great. It's great. I upgraded the heater though, so it gets really hot. It's of course, I think it comes with like a 4. I don't know. I forget exactly the number, but I think it's like a 4 kilowatt. You could upgrade to like a 6 or an 8. And of course, I'm like, ooh, the 8. Like the one, it's probably designed for like an 8-person sauna or something like that. So it just gets hotter a lot quicker, which is great. So you don't have to wait as long for it to heat up. And I take the thermometer because you have to put it. It's like, hey, you know, you drill the little thing for the thermometer, you know, about a foot from the ceiling. So when the heat gets too high, it automatically shuts off. But I take the thermometer. I just dangle it down by the ground because I don't want it to shut off. I want it to get as hot as possible. So like some of the seams of like the sauna have kind of like separated a little bit slightly, just like warping because I just fucking like cooked the shit out of this wood. And then a lot of times I'll run the sauna and it'll get fully hot. And I'll run it and it'll go on and it shuts off after, you know, a certain amount of time automatically. And then I'll go in there and I'll turn it on again. So it's like already hot. And then it's like heating up from, I'll go in there and sometimes the thermometer, it's like one of those like, you know, dial ones and the max is 230. And sometimes it's like, it's on 230 and it's just past it. And it's just there. I get in there and it's hot. I'm like, is this really 230? Could I boil water in here? Like, I guess. But it's a lot hotter at the top than the bottom though. So I cook the shit out of it. It's fire. Papa needs some wood. Oh, oh, I don't. I don't. I do not need more wood.
Because?
No more wood. Okay, let's get into the first one. Let's see what we got here. Let's go with Emily, 42 on Rumble. Number two, Emily, number two. This one's called, ooh.
What's in
it's
the
called
box?
Ozempic Rant. Ozempic Rant. Video number two. What we got?
Fat phobia of fat phobia and thin privilege without any words really being spoken is wild. My name's Amy. I've lost 160 pounds over the past year with the help of Manjaro.
I can't hear.
Videos like this, they're not only harmful, but they're also so extremely shaming for people.
Can you guys hear this okay? Remember, my headphones are really not. This is like, can you guys hear the audio? Just let me know. Can you hear it enough? Please just drop in the chat. Loretta, you can hear it? Okay.
Might be on a medication or considering a medication, or their doctor recommended a GLP-1 medication like Mounjaro or Ozempic. It can be very shameful. And it's so...
I can't really hear it. I'm done with it. Okay. I'm done. I don't know. I can't even hear it. I'm not listening to the whole thing. You can hear? All right. I'm done with it anyway. It's okay. It's okay. No. I'm not doing things that it's my show. I'm not doing things I don't want to do anymore. Okay. That's in my folder. Remember, I don't see these beforehand. I do not see these. So like every time I'm watching these videos, it's the first time I've ever seen them. That's why it's awesome. So like when I fucking pause a video and rage, it's not like I chose it. I'm like, whoa, I'm not making it up. Like I do not know what these things are. I do not know what these things are before. I can barely hear it. Like, you got to do better than that. I'm not doing 2 minutes of barely hearing because, like, I have nothing to say. I can't hear it. Okay. We'll do this one, and then we'll go into last video. We're going right into overtime because I'm excited about OT. Here we go. This one's called Glorifying Obesity.
No one is glorifying obesity.
Jesus Christ. You went from 0 to 100. Fucking hell.
What is the best move to silence a woman?
My headphones work. I think my headphones work. For fuck's sake, I think my headphones work. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Okay, hold on. Now I'm like, my shit's like turned up all the way. I'm like, I can't really hear anything. And then she blows out my ear holes. Now I'm fucking deaf. Awesome.
No one is glorifying obesity. Everyone is glorifying thinness.
Just not true. It's not true. Huh. Why do you have to talk like that? Huh?
People keep telling me all the time how beautiful I am now that I'm a size 2. It's like, oh, I wish I was that skinny. How did you do it? No one was telling me, oh, I wish I was fat like you when I was a size 18.
No shit. Who wants to be fat? No one wants to be like a fat person. Who says I want to look like Lizzo? There was a, what was a comedian? Famous comedian. It's a great joke. It's a great bit. He was saying, you know, everyone wants to be like, oh, Lizzo, you're so beautiful. Lizzo, you know, body positivity. But if you walk up to a woman on the street and you say, you look just like Lizzo, she's going to fucking lose her mind. What the fuck are you talking about? Right? You go tell a woman. Go tell your girlfriend or your wife, be like, sweetie, you're so beautiful. You look just like Lizzo. You might get kicked right in the fucking dick. And rightfully so. So if you, no, I don't think it's so. I'm sure a few people have said it, but it's a great, I mean, if you call a woman, if you call a woman Lizzo, you say she looks like Lizzo, she's going to be pissed for good reason, because no one wants to look like that. Okay. Who wants to be a size 18? Like, shut up.
Stop saying people are glorifying obesity.
They are. They are glorifying obesity. They're glorifying obesity, but it's not about the obesity, right? It's identity politics. It's leverage. It's power. It's control. It's not about people actually wanting to look like that. That's the whole point. Like, she's missing everything. She's missing the whole fucking thing. Yes, people are glorifying obesity, but they're glorifying obesity because victimhood is being leveraged. Okay. You're marginalized because you're obese, but it's a fake glorification. No one literally thinks being obese is healthy. That's why it's so fucking insane. That's why it drives us so fucking, that's why it drives us crazy. Okay. No one's glorifying. I mean, yes, they are glorifying obesity, but it's not, no one wants to be obese. That's why it's a fucking grift. That's why it's a scam. Okay.
We're all glorifying thinness to the point of making people sick.
Okay. Not smart. The stupid is strong with this.
Everybody
one.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Okay. So, I mean, you looked good until you opened your mouth, and then no one wants to wake up to that in the morning. I'll tell you that much. All right, here we go. Let's finish off with a video here. It's called Progress. Come on. Big money, no whammy.
Here's exactly what one full year in the gym looks like.
For context, I'm a 21-year-old male. Obviously, I'm natural. And I lost over 100 pounds during quarantine, and I've kept it off for the last 3 years. So I do have some loose skin. So to start, let's look at what my side chest pose looked like a little over a year ago. This was taken in March of 2021. Not even talking about my muscle size, my pose here just doesn't look that strong. Let's put it side by side next to what it looks like now. Damn, I am pretty happy with this. This is what realistic progress looks like. I see more size in my shoulders, the same amount of definition, a bigger chest, my hamstrings are popping out more. Overall, not too shabby. Also, I'm just as lean as I was a year ago, but 15 pounds heavier. Now, when we look at the front double bicep, I don't see all that much change. I do see a little bit more size in my arms. I do see a little bit more size in my legs as well. I had surgery on my left leg, so it looks like a twig, so I'm glad it's growing. But overall, not too much change. A little bit more size around the chest. But let's take a look at what the back looks like. Holy shit. For some reason, I didn't have any pictures of my back double bicep, but I think this still goes to show how much back growth I really got. I think the back, the shoulders, and the legs were definitely the biggest growing.
Hard to tell. It's different lighting, but
shoulders, bigger arms,
good stuff.
More depth, more width. I'm very happy with that. So that's what realistic gym progress look like. I know I have a really long road to go, and I know there's a lot more that I can still unlock with my own potential. So I'm excited to see where we go. Keep it simple, big fella.
Trend this year. Okay. Look, the lighting was different, but bottom line, that's awesome. I think the biggest takeaway from that is that he lost, 100 pounds during the lockdowns and stuff like that, and he hasn't gone back. So, again, what's your excuse? You got fat, you got lazy, you blah, blah, blah. A lot of people's lives went to shit, and a lot of people let their lives go to shit. Some people had things that they couldn't avoid, and they went through a lot of tragedy, but a lot of people voluntarily let their lives go to shit, and a lot of people took control of their life. And they're like, they decide, you know what, I'm turning this around. I'm going to make this as positive as possible. So good for that dude. Good for that dude. And again, the whole point is not like, well, that picture had more shadow and it was a different pose. So it's hard to tell like with what he was saying, but he's definitely doing great. And, congratulations. So absolutely good shit. We like that. We like that. All right. No throwbacks today because we have overtime going down. So let's give away the swole card right now. And then we're going into OTZ, all you fucking kneesies. No mercy, bishes. Bishes. No mercy, bish. All right. We got a winner. No mercy. Rye guy 44. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Mr. Rye guy. Congratulations. Absolutely fan fucking tastic. All right. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 28 hundo. And What was it? Your mailing address in the body of the email. All right. So support at swarmworks.com, swolecard 28 hundo, and your mailing address in the body of the email. Fucking A. Congratulations. And by the way, we have an epic, epic Tainty Man going on right now. Aww. Absolutely unreal taint. Fucking unreal taint. Unparalleled taint. I might just leave this on the screen because it's cute as fuck. We'll take some soundboard requests and you guys can start switching over into the Daily Swole Telegram chat, because we are going into overtime. Aww. Look at those big old pupper paws. And look how fancy he is with his legs. Little tainty legs. His tainty claws. Tainty claws and his tainty paws.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Because of the implication.
Churchy, get the drums this time. You got that, baby girl?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. I saw that shit. Or was that you, Falcon? The Friday Falcon.
I've contained my rage for as long as possible, but I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves. Be gone, vile man. Be gone from me.
I'm taking my headphones. Fucking retarded. I don't know if it's my headphones or not, because I hear everything else through my headphones. I'm just not hearing any feedback from the mic. Super weird. Oh, Tainty Man. Still no hands. All right, fam. We are going into overtime. All right, so let's get into it. Head on over into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. If you're not a member, you're missing out. We got a brand new Drive Mode Gaining and Balls Deep edits. It's going down right now. We got 2 minutes to get statted, so don't miss out on that. Where's my sidebar? Sidebar, Falcon. Thank you, Falcon. Thank you very much. And of course, we'll be back tomorrow for Swole Slut Saturday. But first, it's overtime. Why is the closing nut still on the screen? All right, guys, get off the screen. Why is the closing nut text on the screen? Go away. Fam, we'll see you in overtime. Thanks for being here. We'll get this up. It's available on Rumble. Hit the thumbs up button, all that stuff. But we have overtime starting right now in 3-2 Schwamm. Thanks for being here. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose. Your boy, Papa Swolio. Out. Join now, SwoleNormousX.com.